on Friday, September 16th, we have a code that is actually very introspective, because 16.7 is more about really tuning into those inspirational insights, and the date adds up to 22, which is about inner peace and just focusing on things that really matter, practical matters. So your intuitive insights are heightened, your focus is directed towards a plan on how to achieve your goals. You're very, very sensitive today, and you have a great need for peace and quiet. So it's really not the best day for a date night. Now, that's of course universally, and so it applies just in a sort of grander collective way. Your chart and your numerology and astrology birth chart may indicate something else, so just always keep that in mind. But a good thing to do today for sure is to go out in nature, partake in the beauty of God's creation, and focus on purification and peace, and take a time out if you can. If you can take a 3-day weekend, that would be even better. Now, Venus squares Mars today, and the Sun is opposite Neptune, so it's a very busy day in the stars. Venus square Mars means you are centrally, sexually activated, but it really means that you're energetically really thrilled to be in a creative space. So that exhilaration can inspire you to just focus on something that really you feel passionate about. Now, you want to guard against overexcitement, aggressiveness, or disputes with the square. There can be tension. So that's why it's so important to channel this energy into manifesting something you deeply desire and doing so in a very creative way. So that way sparks don't fly, in other words. The Sun is opposite Neptune, and that means you're more impressionable. It means that you also want to take a time out from working so hard. So again, I really recommend if you can take this day off from work, or at least, you know, leave early. Don't have too big a day planned, because there is something about listening to your inner voice that's really important today. Your spiritual life really needs your attention, because if you don't pay attention to those inner prompts, your intuition, your creativity, your imagination, you may get out of sync and feel energetically depleted or disillusioned. So if you feel something is off with another person, then you definitely have to say no and exit the discussion. It's important to have strong boundaries during this transit, because Neptune sometimes can feel like there are no boundaries when it's opposite the Sun, and you don't want to get to that place where the confusion exists between unconditional love and having strong boundaries for energies you don't want to ingest, partake in, you know, create seeds in you that then make you attached to energies that you really would rather not take part in. So your thought stream then goes on tangents that are really unnecessary and sort of make you feel heavy and down and not really in a lighter, delightful place. So important to take rest, listen to beautiful, uplifting music, appreciate beauty and art, go to an art museum, surround yourself with serenity, and focus consciously on your breathing. On the 17th of September, we have that number, the immortality number, merged with the universal date number of 23. And 23 is the royal star, the lion number. So two incredible numbers codes come together today to bring a lot of confidence and freedom. So this would be a day to be socially with others, to take some adventures, take some risks, take leadership, be in a place of confidence, just feel your inner strength, be flexible, and just know that what you focus on today will leave behind a legacy due to the number 17. The moon is square to the sun today, and that means your mood may be a little bit more changeable. You want to take time out to breathe and get some space. And if you feel tension, then obviously action is required. So make an effort to listen to both what your mind is focused on and what your heart is focused on. Get plenty of rest so you can replenish and dedicate yourself to work and guard against being emotionally reactive. Then on Sunday, we have a code of 18, which reduces to 9, and 24-6. And of course, we have a double 6 activated because September is a 15-6. So 6 is the number of love and abundance and compassion. So you want to let both love, letting go, forgiveness, to be your guides. They are restoring peace within you and harmony within you. And because 9 and a double 6 are activated, it's a wonderful day for generating abundance, to feel abundant, to feel well-being, to feel that internal wealth, the wealth of potential that is pulsing inside of you. Be of service. Take nurturing others to heart. That's the double 6. You're very creative. You're inspired by what truly moves you to tears. Now in the heavens, we have both Mercury opposite Jupiter and the Sun trine Pluto. So Mercury opposite Jupiter means you may move into a new profession. You may create a change in what you perceive your purpose is. You have a more positive mindset as your thoughts are more optimistic. Hold any over-optimism in check so you don't overestimate your contribution or your abilities. And your ideas and plans are being refined. You're listening to your intuition and the direction to take. And remember, this aspect was earlier in the month as well. But because Mercury stationed retrograde on the 9th of September, we are experiencing Mercury opposite Jupiter more than once, which means that this transit is going to be felt throughout the month of September. So that ability to listen to your intuition about which direction to take next and looking at the big picture first, all of those are important. Your ability to think through concepts and engage in the big vision, this is all part of September. And focusing on the positivity of your thoughts, right? To be optimistic in the face of any challenge. It's not to ignore the challenge. It's to see the benefit and the silver lining of any challenge. So that is being really focused on in terms of self-growth this month. Also on the 18th of September, the Sun is trying to Pluto, and this really empowers you. Pluto is the empowerment planet. It empowers through purging, through letting go. And so you're striving for success. You're totally invested in manifesting deeply held, felt goals. Your confidence and self-assertion are greatly magnified. You, through the Sun trining Pluto, feel a sense of positive transformation. And that will be a key theme throughout this whole period. So you want to focus on that. You can take on more of a leadership role in your profession and your personal life, which enables positive shifts and a surge of confidence as well. And Sun trine Pluto helps you to be accountable for your life. Your determination for achievement is great, right? So you are open to just seeing that you are in charge of everything that happens to you. And if you don't always feel that, then know that you're in charge of your perspective, right? Of your outlook in terms of whatever is going on. It's how you approach it from within that gives you the power to overcome anything. So your determination for achievement is magnified. Studying mysterious topics or realms that uncover the unseen mysteries of life, such as astrology and numerology, is also favored with Sun trine Pluto. No matter what you do or invest your time in, you're going to the core of the matter, discovering hidden truths and making richly rewarding discoveries. This is a profound day of power, positivity, and inner prayer. So give yourself over to the divine intelligence and surrender to your inner light. Then on the 19th of September, we have a 25-7 date. And that means new beginnings are invigorated by your ability to tune into your inspiration to source and listen for guidance. Mindfulness and focus are very much magnified today. Your intuitive insights are heightened. So seek serenity. 25 reduces to 7. This is the nature number. This is the number of peace and quiet. And any changes you experience will bring you unexpected gifts. So spiritual revival and rejuvenation infuse your day. The moon is sextile to Venus today, and that means you feel expressive and more creative. Feelings of love and a desire for affection are strong today. You feel happy and you want to share your happiness with others. Your sensuality and beauty are enhanced, especially by your ability to relax and enjoy. Your emotional connection to abundance is magnified. Focus on manifesting financial flow as your heart aligns to prosperity. Seek out people who uplift and inspire you. Intimate relationships get a nice boost as tenderness and love infuse your perspective on life. So Moon is compassion and Venus is beauty and love. And so when they come together, it really is flowing, this beautiful energy of appreciation, gratitude, romance. You have good judgment on how to enhance your surroundings and make them beautiful and pleasurable for you. Then on Tuesday the 20th, we have, again, a lot of twos in the code, 5 twos, and so that brings intimacy. And the whole date adds up to 17, which is the immortality number. Now, 20 is a number of great harmony. It also is a number of movement and change, and a number of bringing people together as one. So peace and harmony infuse your day as you take the leadership to heart, that's the 17-8, and approach every moment with wisdom and a lot of courage, which you have in abundance. Strength and confidence bring your life into balance and yield powerful results that can leave a lasting legacy. Again, 17 is the immortality number. So cooperation and courage are your guiding light. Now, Venus again shows up today, and Venus trines Uranus. So you have new explorations into beauty, love, financial flow. Anything to do with finances is going to undergo a lovely positive shift. So you are open to explore new options. You're also open to connect with others. This is a fabulous time to start a new creative project. Be open to experiment. And know that financial windfalls are enhanced. So get a new perspective on magnifying your flow of abundance, for sure. You honor your own and everyone else's uniqueness at the same time. Your eye for beauty is wonderful as your inner innovator is keen on finding unique expression that are beautiful. So creatively, you're more stimulated and ready to explore as far as your imagination can go. Relationships and love get a burst of excitement. And then on Wednesday, the 21st of September, we have again the 3-6-9 triad of creation opening up your heart center. The 21st reduces to 3. September is a 15-6 universal month. And the whole date today on the 21st of September adds up to 18, which reduces to 9. So there's your 3-6-9. And that means creativity is at a high. You want to play with energy today. You want to feel the divine flow of joy and love. So take time to rest. Take time for relaxation. In addition to having a lot of fun, connect heart to heart with people. Surround yourself with beauty. Use your imagination to discover the true essence of a situation. So the creation triad is the ultimate triad because creation is how where we are from, right? Source is our birthplace, and source is constantly creating and discovering itself through the creation process. So the 3rd of September, 12th September, 21st and 30th are really potent days to really take advantage of. The moon is trine to Jupiter today, which really enhances the joy factor here. Happiness and kindness blend to create an effortless sense of bliss. You feel happy and free to share your heart with others. Generosity and gratitude infuse your soul. Gifts and advantages show up for you. You feel recognized at soul level. Wisdom and love in harmony create a lot of happiness. It's a wonderful day for negotiations. So share your feelings with those who love you, because you're going to feel very magnetic, which boosts your career advancement. And then on the 22nd of September, we have 5-2s, 9-22-2022. Boy, is this exciting. The intimacy that comes from this code is very potent because of the deep peace. 22 itself is an architect of peace number, and the ability to listen closely, which is so key to our self-growth. So this whole date adds up to 19, which is the Prince of Heaven number, and 22 architect of peace. So there is an infusion of light and peace into your day. Peaceful new beginnings that arise from the light are big themes. Set new goals and organize a map or strategy to implement them. You feel bold, you feel serene. You can take time out for yourself today because your inner light is made more aware in silence. The moon is square to Uranus, and that can bring some intense emotional excitability. So guard against impulsive actions and instant reactions. You yearn for total freedom. Immerse yourself in activities that stimulate you in a new way. You have strong instincts. So listen first, feel that inner serenity, that inner stillness, in order not to rush into things. And know that everything moves quickly today, so the air is cleared rapidly. Rely on your intuition to gauge the emotional shifts with clarity. Then on Friday, the 23rd of September, we have a universal date that adds up to 20, and 23 reduced to 5 and 20 reduced to 2. So 5 and 2 are numbers of both movement and adventure, and finding that inner balance. So freedom and serenity join forces today. You feel courageous. You're open to listening in a relaxed state. You seek harmony to feel the awakening within you of confidence. And that allows you then to take those risks. So the harmony that you feel, the inner peace, comes first, and it allows you then to feel comfortable and secure to go on an adventure, to do something brand new, to switch gears. You may experience an awareness that shifts something within you and changes you to the core. You want to have fun. With the number 23-5, it's the Royal Star, the Lion number. This is the number of tremendous, sunny leadership, courage, and confidence. So you want to have fun and enjoy yourself and also make time for intimate connections. Now, the Sun is conjunct Mercury retrograde today. Remember, Mercury stationed retrograde on the 9th of the 9th. And today it has moved to be merged with the Sun. So your thoughts are very practical and focused. Your intellect is clear. You have a great ability to be conscious about where you're heading, your goals. Your organization is easier. This transit is favorable for business transactions and negotiations, though with Mercury retrograde, there may be a delay in the results. So just keep that in mind.